Good morning, Teddy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Dale.
Nice to talk to you. I made the comment earlier that might have been the saddest 41-7 winning locker room in the history of football. I have a feeling there was a lot of mixed feelings last night in that locker room after the game.
Yeah, well, we are ecstatic about the win. We are happy about that, to get back on track and get a victory on Monday night, national TV. It was a lot of fun out there last night, but, Rodney going down sort of dampened things for us, but we realized we put out some good work last night, and we're still happy we got the win.
Teddy, I want to talk to you about Rodney just a little more. You've said before this guy has a special place in your heart. Could you just explain to people what he means to you and how he got to that point where you just look at him as a special teammate?
Yeah, I think Rodney and I had a special relationship in terms of I think we tell guys things and tell each other things that a lot of people won't say. You know, I think it's easy for someone to just agree with you and tell you and say, yeah, you're right, and that's the way it is. But Rodney and I are people that would say, no, you're wrong. This week you didn't put in your work. This week you didn't do it well enough, and we don't care what people are saying. You know, you need to do more. You know, we always wanted to push each other. Rodney is a great person of pushing his teammates to making everyone better around him. Really, it's not just how the leadership he has, but it's just how it was by example, how hard he played, how hard he worked, and guys all fed off of that.
Did you get the sense? I'm sure you did. Immediately that this was bad. I mean, this wasn't just a guy being down. I mean, did you just know as soon as you saw him go down that this was a bad thing?
No, I didn't. Not when he went down, because, I think we've all had moments when we're down on the field. We sort of just check things, shake things, and take a little bit of inventory, and then you get up and you sort of want to wait, even when the trainers run out there. But, I think not knowing what the diagnosis is or what the doctors are saying today, when you see Rodney, when they have to bring the card out like that, it's not a good sign.
He looked like he was waving goodbye to everybody as they took him off.
I want you to talk to Rodney about that. If you talk to him and see how that goes. But I was sure to run out there and check on him and see how he was doing and how he was doing. And I think just a few signs you could tell by what you saw, the cart and what Rodney, how Rodney was reacting, that I think all of New England fans are smart enough to figure things out.
You know, Teddy, I was thinking about this, and not with the Rodney situation, but when Ty Warren was talking about renewing his vows, and he had Logan Mankins there, one of the people who came to his ceremony, a guy from a different position. I mean, it's easy for a defensive lineman to hang out with defensive linemen, but when you have another position group going to something that's important to you, it tells you that this is beyond football. It's pretty rare, wouldn't you say, when you have a relationship that goes beyond football. It seems like that's the case with, Ty Warren and Logan Mankins, and it seems like that's the case with you and Rodney, that this is not just a football relationship. He's my teammate. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, that's very, very accurate to say, Michael. I mean, there are a lot of people that have come and gone over my 13 years here. I think even in workplaces throughout your life, you have friends that are coworkers. He's my coworker, where he's my teammate and things like that. And you feel fondly about everyone you play football with or everyone you work with. But, there's only a handful that you can call lifelong friends. And, I know Rodney Harrison will be that for me. We talk about playing golf, me flying in down to Atlanta and seeing him and spending time together. And we talk about each other's families and talk about, like I was saying earlier, a lot of things, you don't talk about. He's one of those friends for me. And, you hope out of all your life experiences that you take a few, with you that you can call lifelong friends. And definitely, number 37 will be that for me.
Back to the topic at hand in the game last night, was that the defensive effort, start to finish, that your team's been looking for all year?
Well, I think what we were looking for mostly were those big plays, those turnovers, that interception by Merriweather, us all hustling for that fumble that Mayo got, James Sanders stepping in front of that interception late in the game. You know, big players like that. That's what we want to do. I mean, we want to, as a defense, yeah, you want to get three and outs and you want to force them to punt. But when you go above and beyond is when you, you really help your offense. You help put them in advantageous positions. So the offense has a three and out, and they punt, but then we get the ball right back, and their defense has to come right back on the field. And not only your offense is gaining momentum and gaining more momentum, but the other defense is on the field, and they're wearing down a little bit. And all of a sudden, you got an offensive line and running backs that, that run for 257, 60 yards, whatever it was.
A lot of guys talked about practice last week and how successful it was and how much energy was at that practice. Do you share that sentiment? Did you feel like this was a special practice last week or a special week of practices?
We had a good week. We had a great week, actually. And what I'm, you know, guys were enthusiastic. Guys were happy to be back at our facilities, happy to be back to, you know, our own weight room, our own practice field, because it was a long road trip, believe me. It was a 10-11 day road trip. We were out there in California, so to come back here and practice and to have a good week was important. But you know what? What was important was carrying it over to Monday night, because we've had great weeks of practice where we've gone out there and lost, and we've had terrible weeks of practice where we've gone out there and won. So what we wanted to do was transfer it over, really. Okay, guy, we made a conscious effort of talking amongst ourselves. We had a great week this week, but let's make it a week where we carry it over to Monday night. We'll carry this enthusiasm and energy we had all this week and carry it over to Monday night. Let's make sure we do that from the very start. And I think you could tell as soon as that game started, I think we had more energy than the Broncos did. We were fired up to be in front of our home fans. You know, there was a lot of energy and enthusiasm out there. And what we've got to do, we got to do it again next week. We got to have a great practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and do it again, because if we want to be one of those teams that are good again this year, we've got to establish consistency. That's what we have to do.
Do you ever remember your team that you've been a part of having an awful week of practice and then going out and playing well on the weekend?
Sure.
It can happen?
It can happen, sure. I mean, sometimes you walk away on that field on Friday like, man, I don't know if we've got it. I don't know if we've got it. But then you get the meetings on Saturday and you get on Sunday. And how many times have teams, you know, talked about it, or our teams, you know, we just clicked this week. We just went out there and, you know, those old cliches, the ball bounced our way, the calls and all this stuff. And all of a sudden we won the game. The week wasn't that good, but, oh, we still won. So, you know, sometimes that happens, you know, but I think that's how you have to really focus on that as professionals. You know, I don't want to talk to all the kids out there and say practice doesn't matter. But, you know, it does matter. But sometimes as professionals, you've got to be able to put a bad practice behind you and still focus on the task at hand. And sometimes you can still get that done. But that's not what we want to do. That's not what we want to do. We don't want to have a bad week of practice and hopefully we can just turn it on Sunday. But sometimes you don't practice very well.
Well,
but the last week... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. Finish.
But last week was a great week of practice, and we carry that over, and that's the quintessential way you want the week to go. You know, does it happen like that every week? No, but we're going to try and do that again and again and again.
I was going to ask if you've ever done that before a Super Bowl. We've ever had a bad week of practices. I mean, you've won three titles. I can't imagine. You had a bad week of practices against the Rams or against the Panthers and went out and won the game anyway.
Now, there's sort of a different energy and enthusiasm when you get to the playoffs in itself, you know, and that's when everyone's on their highest of highs, and then everyone's, you know, focused, attentive, everything's ready, everybody's ready to go. But, you know, like everyone says, the NFL, the season is a marathon, and then sometimes those weeks can resemble Heartbreak Hill.
See, there we go. Nice little
you
reference.
You got a marathon reference.
Nice little reference. Well, hey, we caught it. We caught it. Very, very nicely done. So
Thank
now,
you.
Hey, so now you want to break some news here that with Teddy's team, you want to be one of the runners on Teddy's team. You're gonna run in April 2009.
My training, 8 second burst, buddy. 8 second burst. That's what I train for. Not 3, 4, 5 hours.
Teddy, we always appreciate the time. Congratulations on yesterday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay,
take care.
Teddy.
That is Patriots linebacker Teddy Bruschi.